From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. More than 100 are said to be dead in the Philippines, with dozens more missing after a tropical storm triggered mudslides and floods. Police say 12,000 people have left their homes for higher ground in the Philippines. The UN Security Council has unanimously agreed to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors which fuel its weapons program. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley.
Should the North Korean regime conduct another nuclear or ballistic missile test, this resolution commits the Security Council to take even further action. It sends the unambiguous message to Pyongyang that further defiance will invite further punishment and isolation.
The new UN resolution builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. The new sanctions are in response to the November 28th launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile. A truck driver in the U.S. state of California has been arrested and charged with attempting to provide support to terrorists by plotting to attack people at a crowded pier in San Francisco around Christmas. Everett Jameson is 26-year-old and a former member of the U.S. Marine Corps. Gordon Jameson's his father.
It's really unbelievable. It's just hard to fathom right now. I really don't know what to say, how to feel, really. It's just shocking. That's my son.
Authorities are holding the suspect, searching the arrested man's home. In the meantime, investigators found a will that says, "Long live the Islamic State." You can always get more news at voanews.com, also Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, our social media presence 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is VOA News.